She also worked on WPA projects, Works Progress Administration projects. I always thought it was building walls and bridges and roads and all that kind of thing. But there were writing projects that came about from Franklin Roosevelt's WPA projects.
Yes. So Great Depression in the 1930s and the Works Progress Administration also has the Federal Theater Project, the Federal Artist Project, the Federal Writers Project. So putting out of work historians to work in a variety of ways. So we have some wonderful resources now because of the work going on in the 1930s. I think about the oral histories that were conducted with former slaves, the Slave Narratives Project. And in her case here, she's working on a large state project. She's working with the Oklahoma Historical Society through the Federal Writers Project. They're working on a large book project that's talking about roads in our state and historic sites in our state and places to visit.
A guidebook that she wrote to promote travel. Mm-hmm. She was the promoter.
Right.
Oklahoma, a guide to the Sooner State. Then she got another job writing the history of the Creeks.
Yes.
That became a book, The Road to Disappearance, A History of the Creek Indians. Didn't she get some pushback maybe from the Creeks because they didn't like The Road to Disappearance?
Right. So if we're looking for those good titles, those catchy titles, some people and Native people in these cases will say, why the negative, why the decline in the title when we want to be thinking about the positive and the resilience of our nation?
I think she said the Creeks were conservative, kept to themselves, quote, their inner history was hidden until I uncovered it. Did they come around to embrace it, do you think, the Creeks?
These texts are so important to Native communities today. We have incredible Native scholars who continue the work, who are building on the work that she started.
We should also point out on her book, And Still the Waters Run Deep, she was barred from teaching in the state of Oklahoma.
So you're saying after And Still the Waters Run
appears
in the 40s, but by the 50s, she is no longer looking for those tenure track positions. I don't know if I would say barred. I would say she was unsuccessful in her attempt to secure tenure track positions anywhere in the country. By the 1950s, she decides, I prefer writing. I want to dedicate my life to research and writing. And so Oklahoma State University provides her with the opportunity to become the MAPS librarian. The wonderful thing about the MAPS librarian position at the time is that she had an office in the library and she could focus on her writing. So she would help people with MAPS and answer queries from time to time, but largely she got to use the archives and she got to spend her time doing what she loved most, which is writing.
Right. And presenting a history of the conquest, these European whites coming, but on the exploitation of the Native Americans.
Yes.